I've learned how to open my Bible and humanetically, which is a biblical interpretation, take a passage of scripture and divide it into two different categories. General and specific or special hermeneutics. General hermeneutics includes historical culture and theological analysis, while special hermeneutics studies the rules that apply to specific parables, allegories, and prophecies. And there are some passages of scripture that I just like, I deal with and I love it because it is so meaningful and so powerful that the words just penetrates my soul.
Hallelujah. All right, preacher. All right, preacher.
Because Paul says so much in this chapter that is powerful and pregnant for the serious believer. He said, this ministry that we have, we receive it because of God's mercy, and because of God's mercy, we faint not. He says, we have this treasure in an earthen vessel. We have a treasure, but it's in a clay pot, a pot that is broken, but the treasure is untouched. Y'all gonna pray with me? He goes on to say that we are troubled on every side.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Yet not distressed. Somebody read that passage.
Yes, yes.
We are perplexed, but not in despair.
Yes.
Persecuted, but not what? Forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. We always bear in our bodies the mark of Jesus Christ.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But verse 16 says, for which cause we faint not. Now, beautiful. That's an incredible statement. In spite of the heaviness of this world, we faint not. Now, the word, watch this, faint not is in the present tense, meaning that we should never, ever give up. No matter how hard it gets, or no matter what difficulties we may be faced with, we should never give up. No matter how lonely we get, we never give up. No matter how squeezed in our circumstances we are, we should never, ever give up. Well, let me talk to some real people. No matter how difficult our trials get,
yes, sir.
No matter how difficult our burdens get,
yes.
Nothing is going to keep me from coming to church. Nothing is going to keep me from giving God praise. Nothing is going to keep me from raising my hands and lifting my voice. Never.
Yes, sir.
If I'm the only one on my road.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes.
If I have to give God all my praise, I'm praising Him with everything I have. If I have to do it all by myself.
Yes. All right.
I've seen the lightning. I've heard the thunder. I've felt sin and praise God. Tried to come to my house. I've heard the voice of Jesus. He promised never to leave me. Never to leave me.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Ooh, tell
me
about
me.
Paul said, I've learned in whatsoever state I find myself in.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
I've learned to be content.
Lord, yes.
Listen, Beulah, listen. After a while, your faith ought to be so strong. Folks don't know when you're broke.
All right.
You just walk around like you got all the money in the world.
Yes, sir. Yes.
They don't know when you're burdened. You don't know when you're burdened down because you just praise God.
Yes.
need you in the world. And you came to church and said for yourself, and I've seen the lightning flash. The power of God is a good God.
I've been
troubled, but not distressed.
Yes, sir.
Perplexed, but not in despair.
Yes, sir.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. For this cause, we faint not.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's a great statement right there. For this cause, we faint not. But here's a familiar struggle. But through our outward man, watch this. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.
Yes, sir. Yes.
Now, this thought is in the mind of the Corinthians, came from a philosopher named Plato. Now, Plato, the philosopher, has come into the Western thought and said that there is a duality between the flesh and the spirit. Yeah, Plato separates the human being into two parts, the flesh and the spirit, the body and the soul.
Yeah. Yeah.
But Paul recites he takes in mind and bring it back to make the believers see that we are not body and soul. Watch this. Because when I'm resurrected, my body will be reconstructed. When I'm resurrected, when I come back, I ain't gonna have this old body. It's gonna be reconstructed. So I will not leave my body in the grave. My body will be reconstructed, and I will have a reconstructed body because my body is not evil of itself.
Yes, sir.
All right, preacher.
I wish I had some help.
All right, preacher.
Now, this matter of flesh and spirit, watch it, that was in the Corinthians thinking was that the mortal flesh was evil and had to be destroyed. That's what they thought. This body, it's evil, but it's got to be destroyed. But that's why the word perishing is in the text. Yeah. But a better word would be the word decaying.
Come on, preacher.
Well, in Adam, first man, we were deconstructed.
Mm.
But in Christ, we are reconstructed. Y'all hear me? Well, you still ain't got it. You still ain't got it. Listen, the French philosopher Pierre de Cardin said that we are not natural beings who is experiencing and spiritual in experience. We are spiritual beings experiencing a natural experience. And so there is no separation between my soul and my body. My soul and my body is now redeemed, help me, Holy Spirit, in Jesus Christ. That's why Paul in chapter 15 in 1 Corinthians said that the mind must be put on immortality. This corruptible must put on incorruptible. Now, I'm not going to leave my body in the grave. I'm just going to have a reconstructed body that will be better than the one I have in my sinful flesh.
All right, preacher.
So Paul is not talking about moral failure. He's saying, I think not, because there will be no moral failure. Well, let me try one more thing, because you're still in it. This world causes us to sometimes get lonely.
Yes, sir. Yes.
It causes us to sometimes get lonesome for another place. The older I get, the looser I hold things. I'm loosening my grip.
Yeah.
Now listen, you can't talk like this until you
Been through it.
Have something that you take away from.
Yes, sir.
You won't understand what I'm talking about.
Yes,
you got to have something that's dear to your heart and been taken away
from. Yes,
sir. But when I was sick.
Yeah, come on, preacher.
On the other side of my sickness, whenever I reached for my medication, it reminded me that I am might on the other side of my sickness.
All right, preacher. Come on.
It's all right.
In my sickness, whenever I reached for my medicine, it reminded me that I am might on the other side of my sickness. I was one person on this side of my sickness, but I was another person on the other side of my sickness. Why? Because on the other side of my sickness, my grip is loose.
All right, preacher.
Realization, help me, Holy Spirit, that all these things that we are cherishing right now, you need to loosen your grip.
Yes, sir.
If you can see it, and if you can put your hand on it, then you need to be sure that you are loosening it and loosen that grip. Why is that? I wish I had heaven. Money.
All right, preacher.
Clothes, cars, houses, friends, hold on with a loose grip.
All right now.
But they will be with you today, but you won't be able to find them tomorrow. And after a while, all the people you were raised up with are leaving you. They start dying on you.
Yes, sir.
And once mama and daddy is gone, this world is not as attractive as it used to be. Because you can't talk to people you used to talk to because they are gone from you.
Yes.
The other world is starting to look better than the world that we are living in. Yeah. Over there. It started to look better than over here. Why is that, Pastor? Because this world is not my home. I'm just a pilgrim and a stranger down here.